You know that feeling when you're entering the modern job market and you finally hit submit on your application?
Oh, yeah, the absolute worst feeling.
Right. It feels exactly like taking a paper resume, folding it up into a tiny little square, and just throwing it directly into a digital black hole.
Just completely into the void.
Exactly. You wait and you wait, and well, the void just doesn't answer back.
It's notoriously frustrating. I mean,
Ugh.
you've spent years acquiring knowledge, getting a degree, building up all this this human potential.
Yeah.
But the actual mechanism of getting hired just feels completely disconnected from any of that. Like, it feels like you're being judged by a machine that you don't even begin to understand.
Because you are. I mean, that's the reality of the modern job hunt. But what if you could actually flip the script?
Oh, I like where this is going.
Yeah, what if instead of just being quietly filtered out by a machine, you could use an AI-powered algorithm to your own advantage?
Now, that is an interesting concept.
Right. And that is exactly what we're looking at today. We have a really fascinating stack of sources for this deep dive on a company called Career AI Solutions.
A very ambitious name.
For sure. We've got their corporate overview documents, their programmatic materials, and a really striking collection of visual assets.
The visuals are incredible, honestly.
They really are. We have everything from diagrams of glowing neural networks mapped directly onto human brains to these sleek digital interfaces and modern auditoriums.
There's a lot to go through.
It is. But our mission today is to figure out how career AI is packaging artificial intelligence to give students and recent graduates a what they call a strategic advantage.
Right, in a hyper-competitive tech industrial workforce.
Exactly. How do you take the very thing that's locking people out and turn it into a key? Okay, let's unpack this.
We have to start by defining what career AI is fundamentally trying to solve, before we even look at the tools they sell.
Makes sense.
Their core mission is simplifying the job search for students and recent grads, and they're attempting to do this through professional guidance combined with AI-powered tools.
Right, promising that strategic advantage we mentioned.
Exactly. They emphasize using advanced algorithms to basically match a candidate's specific expertise with long-term career opportunities.
Okay.
And they rely heavily on real-time trends and data-backed insights.
See, that sounds great on paper, but I have to push back right out of the gate here.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Is this just corporate buzzword bingo? I mean, we hear algorithm and predictive AI thrown around constantly nowadays.
We really do.
Historically, looking for a job right out of college is like throwing darts while blindfolded. You mass apply on a job board and you just pray.
Pretty much.
So how does an algorithm actually simplify a deeply human transition, like moving from student life into a rigid corporate environment? Like, what is the actual mechanism here?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the AI isn't just a glorified search engine. It's functioning as a predictive tool.
Predictive.
Okay.
Yeah. To understand the mechanism, think about how the digital black hole actually works. When you hit submit, your resume goes into an applicant tracking system, or an ATS.
Right, the infamous ATS.
Exactly. That ATS is basically a bouncer at an exclusive club, and it only lets you in if you speak its exact language.
Oh, I see.
So if it's looking for the phrase data visualization and you wrote made charts, the bouncer just turns you away. The human hiring manager never even knows you existed.
Wow. So you're saying career AI's algorithm is essentially analyzing the bouncer.
Exactly. Look at the visual sources we have. There's this incredibly striking image of a human profile. And superimposed right over the brain is an AI neural network.
Oh, right, with the intricate microprocessor circuitry.
Yes. That visual is doing a lot of heavy lifting. It suggests the technology is mapping the landscape so the student doesn't have to rely on guesswork.
Okay, so the AI is processing the real-time data.
Right, the shifts in hiring practices, the specific keywords that trigger the ATS, and cross-referencing that with the human's existing skills. It's predicting what the bouncer wants to hear before you even walk up to the club.
So instead of reacting to a job posting and just hoping your resume fits, you're using this predictive GPS tracker to calculate the route before you even start the car.
That's a great way to put it.
You're positioning yourself based on where the data says the market is moving.
That is the core of it. But, having a predictive AI or a GPS is completely useless if you don't know how to drive the car.
Good point.
Knowing the bouncer wants a specific password doesn't actually teach you how to pronounce that password naturally in an interview.
Which brings us to the actual execution. We have to move from these abstract algorithmic promises to the concrete educational products that Career AI offers to high school and college students.
Exactly.
Because they aren't just handing you a piece of software and saying, good luck out there. Not at all. They offer what they describe in the source documents as comprehensive curricula. And the specific phrasing they use is really deliberate.
What is it?
They call it technical scholarly modular training.
Hold on, scholarly? That sounds incredibly dense.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I think of interview prep, I think of a quick top 10 interview tips blog post that I skim on my phone while waiting for the bus. Why use a word like scholarly?
Because they are treating the job hunt itself as a discipline that must be studied.
Interesting.
The language indicates this is designed as a robust, academic-level re-education. You're being trained to master the AI-driven job market with the same rigor you would apply to a university calculus or economics course.
Wow. Let's look at the actual programs they offer under that umbrella to see how that works in practice.
Sure.
There's the Digital Scholarly Toolkit, which they describe as a curated bundle of educational resources tailored specifically to simplify the professional transition.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Tech Consulting Bootcamp, which, well, that sounds a lot more intense.
It's focused on mastering technical interviews and career readiness using these innovative strategies.
The key word across all of these programs is modular. In the visual assets provided in the source materials, we see these interlocking wooden puzzle pieces.
Yeah, alongside another image of precision robotic arms analyzing complex architectural blueprints on a desk.
Right.
I really love the puzzle piece visual. To me, it perfectly explains their concept of rigid modular tool sets.
How so?
Think of it like building a custom suit of armor for an interview. If you're going into an interview for a finance role, you don't need the same armor as someone going into software engineering.
Definitely not.
Right. With a modular approach, you don't have to wear the whole heavy, exhausting suit. You just snap on the specific digital tools, the specific modules that you need for your exact career path.
Oh, I see.
It's customizable, but the pieces themselves are rigid, tested, and proven to work.
That's a great way to visualize it. The robotic arms over the blueprints reinforce this idea, too. It's about structural engineering for your career.
Okay, structural engineering. I like that.
Yeah. If you're a finance student, Career AI doesn't just tell you to be more analytical. It gives you a specific module on how to format your financial modeling experience so that an algorithmic screener instantly flags you as a high-value candidate.
Oh, wow.
You are learning the structural mechanics of how hiring works today.
But learning these tools in isolation in your dorm room isn't enough, right? I mean, at some point, you have to actually interact with the real world. You can't just study blueprints forever.
Exactly. Which is why they place a heavy emphasis on live, interactive engagement. This is where their AI Career Launchpad webinar track comes into play.
Ah, the live sessions.
Right. They aren't just selling you access to a platform. They are forcing students to interact with these tools and with each other in real time.
Yeah, the source material gives us a highly specific look at their upcoming schedule of professional events. It's all slated for Wednesday, April 29th.
And it's extensive.
It really is. And it's not just a Zoom link. It's a massive all-day intensive that feels like a complete ecosystem of preparation.
The scale of it is quite impressive. They're gathering people in these massive physical and digital spaces to essentially learn a new language together.
Right. First, you have the AI-powered job search conference happening in the Insight Center.
Yes.
And the visual for this is totally wild. It's this massive, modern auditorium with curved, illuminated ceilings and hundreds of seats facing a giant screen. It looks like a tech giant's product reveal stage.
It really does. Very Apple or Google.
Exactly. Then, later that same day, there's the AI resume building workshop in the Tech Hub auditorium, followed by the AI personal branding and networking mixer over at the Employment Plaza.
I want to pause on that last one.
The personal branding one.
Yes.
Good, because I have a very pointed question about that. AI personal branding sounds like a complete oxymoron.
It does sound counterintuitive.
Isn't a personal brand supposed to be the one uniquely human, authentic thing you have left in a corporate setting? If I'm letting a machine tell me who I am and how to brand myself, aren't I just becoming a robot?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to remember who the audience for your personal brand actually is in the modern tech industrial era.
Okay, who is it?
As we discussed with the bouncer analogy, human recruiters are rarely the first point of contact anymore. The audience for your brand, initially, is a machine.
Okay. So I'm not branding myself for the hiring manager yet. I'm branding myself for the ATS.
Precisely. Therefore, mastering what Career AI calls algorithmic job search strategies through these webinars isn't about letting the AI erase your humanity.
That's a relief.
Right. It's about teaching you how to translate your uniquely human brand into a language that the machine understands.
Okay, I think I'm following.
If you are a naturally creative problem solver, how does a neural network read creativity?
I have no idea.
Exactly. It doesn't read nuance. It reads data points.
Okay, that makes total sense now. You have to speak the syntax of the gatekeeper.
Exactly.
You're using the AI personal branding mixer to figure out the correct translation for your own personality. It's like a pocket translator.
That's a great analogy.
You aren't changing what you want to say. You're just learning how to say it in binary. So the machine actually passes your resume along to the human hiring manager.
You're adapting to the environment. The AI integration they teach in these live sessions is the bridge between the human candidate and the digital black hole we mentioned earlier.
Wow.
It provides the mechanism for your resume to actually escape the void.
Okay, so we've explored this highly sophisticated corporate structure. We've got the intensive tech boot camps, the predictive algorithms parsing resumes, the massive auditoriums, the scholarly toolkits acting as custom armor.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh.
Let's look at the masterminds behind the code, the people actually running Career AI Solutions.
Right, the executive team.
Yes. The source document lists the C-suite. We have CEO Ava Patel. We have COO Nika Costantini. We have CTO Justin Levy, alongside their chief marketing officer.
Okay.
And the company is operating out of a headquarters down on South Dixie Highway in Coral Gables, Florida.
A very specific location.
Very specific, because the entire C-suite, every single one of those executives is currently a student at the University of Miami.
This raises an important question.
Which is?
How does the fact that the founders are current students fundamentally change the nature of the product they are selling?
Well, it completely flips my perspective on it, to be honest.
Really? How so?
When I first read Corporate AI Solutions, I pictured a bunch of 50-year-old tech veterans in Silicon Valley sitting in a boardroom trying to guess what Gen Z needs to get a job. I assumed it was top-down.
Right, that's the usual assumption.
Yeah.
But the reality is the exact opposite.
Exactly.
These are not out-of-touch veterans guessing at the market. Let's look at their specific academic backgrounds.
Okay, let's look.
Ava Patel is studying finance and economics. Nika Costantini is in entrepreneurship and finance. Justin Levy is studying finance with minors in business analytics and management.
Wow.
And the CMO is pursuing a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration.
It's an absolute powerhouse of quantitative, financial, and analytical education. They aren't HR majors. They're quants.
Exactly. They are taking this rigorous, data-heavy academic training and applying it directly to a massive pain point that they and their peers are actively facing right this second.
That's brilliant, honestly.
It is. They aren't theorizing about the modern job market. They're currently in the trenches of it. They treat hiring as a data problem, an algorithm to be solved, not just a networking problem.
They looked at the digital black hole, realized the traditional college career center maybe wasn't equipped to beat the algorithms anymore, and said, fine, we'll build our own predictive AI to beat it.
And that gives a deep authenticity to their claim of providing expert guidance.
Definitely.
Their expertise doesn't come from 20 years of outdated recruiting experience. It comes from a highly analytical understanding of the immediate, real-time landscape.
They are engineering the exact scholarly, modular training that they themselves need to survive the transition from student life to the corporate environment.
Spot on.
So what does this all mean? When you look at their background, it ties directly back to the visual branding of the company. The Career AI Solutions logo.
Oh, the orange arrow.
Yes, it's a bright, bold orange arrow on an upward trajectory, and it's actively breaking out of and slashing across a dark, complex neural network.
It's very striking.
It's such a perfect symbol for what these University of Miami students are doing. They're symbolizing students using data, using the machine itself, to break through the traditional, opaque hiring barriers that have kept them trapped.
They are turning the obstacle into the instrument.
Exactly.
The neural network is no longer the net that catches and discards you. It's the structure you climb to reach the next level.
It's honestly a brilliant positioning.
Truly.
So to bring it all together for you listening, we've taken quite a journey today on this deep dive.
We really have.
We explored how Career AI Solutions is taking the very algorithms that make the modern job hunt so stressful and completely reverse engineering them. They're offering predictive AI that maps the market, modular academic level toolkits that let you build custom professional armor, and interactive boot camps that teach you how to translate your human brand into machine syntax.
All very impressive tools.
And the most compelling part, the entire architecture is designed by a C-suite of university students who possess the exact analytical and financial education needed to understand this modern AI-driven tech landscape from the inside out.
It's a remarkable case study in adapting to technological shifts.
It really is.
But, you know, it also leaves us with something quite profound to consider regarding the broader trajectory of the workforce.
What's that?
Think about the implications of the mechanisms we've discussed today. If university students are now having to build and deploy sophisticated neural networks and predictive AI toolkits just to get their resumes past corporate algorithmic screening software,
yeah.
What does the absolute future of hiring actually look like?
Oh.
Are we rapidly approaching a reality where your personal career AI bot simply connects to a company's HR algorithm and the two machines just negotiate the terms of your employment in milliseconds?
While the actual human beings just sit back, sip their coffee, and wait to see who the bots decided gets the job.
Exactly.
That is a wild thought. The digital black hole might just become a waiting room where the machines figure it all out for us.
It's definitely plausible.
It's definitely something to think about the next time you hit submit on an application. Well, until next time, keep diving deep.